Yesterday, I gave a plug to Angela Foreman from the Gourmet Soap Kitchen, because just received a care package from her with a number of bars of soap. And this is a bit of a personal detail, so you know, bear with me on this one. When you're in the studio and you've got the lights above you, and you're wearing a suit jacket and all of that kind of thing, things can get pretty sweaty, pretty disgusting. And what was strange was, even when I was washing myself, washing my armpits, that they would still reek of body odor, even after freshly being washed. I couldn't get the smell out of them. All right, and the first time in, I think, months, I think, I've been out of Angela's soap. The first time I washed myself with Angela's soap, that smell that I couldn't get rid of for months disappeared. Just disappeared. And it's this blessed lack of reek. It was awesome. Angela, thank you so much. You make me not reek. Your soap is freaking awesome. I just wanted to say that. This is really important, I think.
Important. Can I have some? I love my husband, but can I have some?
Man stink doesn't go away. You know, it's kind of like it's kind of like New World Order infiltration. It just penetrates everything. You know, ugh.
Yes, it attacks to the deep down in your DNA, and then. It's not good, guys. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. And the problem with deodorant is that a lot of it's got hazardous chemicals in it, you know? You got
aluminum. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, your husband will smell nice, but he won't be able to remember your name.
Oh, yes, and then it'll cause cancer because it's plugging up the pores that are actually supposed to be open to so you can air yourself out. Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. He'll smell good for a few minutes, but yeah, he'll die of cancer and won't remember who you are.
I mean, come on. You know, this is not good enough. And Angela also sells off of her website sandalwood cream deodorant. And when you're getting out into the protests and things like that I do, you know, walking up and down the main city streets, sometimes two or three times in a day, running around with the cameras, the megaphones, the microphones, and so on and so forth, you can build up one heck of a reek, and it's not good. And it doesn't, and that's even after putting on deodorant first, you know, by after a couple of hours of that stuff, it just completely saturates you. It's gone through all this time. Not the sandalwood cream deodorant, on the other hand. It's got like a, I don't know what the heck it's got in it. I mean, the sandalwood, obviously, but it works incredibly well. It just got rid of all of that. And it's not like one of those stinky deodorants, because my friend, Catherine Smith from the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. She's I used to wear a lot of deodorant, and when I went around to their house, she'd actually start to get a migraine because of the hydrocarbons that come out of these normal deodorants. And so I'd stopped wearing deodorant going around there. So instead of getting a headache from the stinky deodorant, she'd get some other kind of ache because of stinky me. So I managed to get a balanced out of this scenario. You know, that was just great. Here we are talking about my man stink.
Is there a caller?
No, there is no caller. I think the man stink put him off.
It's bad when you can smell it through the radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, you know, smell-o-vision would be a really, really bad invention, I think. But in fact,
maybe her soap could be like the official soap of the activists.
Yeah. Activists don't stink. You know, we can come up with some kind of slogan. Yeah. The Gourmet Soap Kitchen, the soap for activists, so that when you're sweating your ass off, and biting your own fingernails off for fear of the New World Order coming in and exterminating you and your family and dragging you out into the street and pulling bullets in your head, at least you'll smell good. Did I go too far?
I think no. I did.
You know, you imagine the soldiers going away with like blood on their hands or something. It's like, damn, those people were just executed smelled fabulous. And it's like, I know, bro. What the hell was it?
Yeah, go back in the house and get that deodorant.
Yeah, man. I mean, seriously. I mean, didn't New Orleans teach you anything? We can take whatever we want out of these houses. Go find that friggin' soap, yo. No, seriously.
Coming soon, baby bath. No.
Yeah. I mean, the gourmet soap kitchen in Wagga Wagga is going to be the first place the New World Order hits, you know. It's just like strategic reserves.
How can these activists smell so good? Damn it.
Can you imagine all the people paratrooping in, you know?
Yeah, like they do with the raw milk.
Yeah, totally.
SWAT team members with, like, you know, huge guns and...
Yeah, like five C-130s full of... C-130 Hercules full of troops just paratrooping out of that motherfucker. It was just, you know, like, God, dude. All of the... And they've been cramped in a plane for, like, about 4 hours while they've been flying on from some freaking outpost base or something like that with 20,000 US troops in Australia that they got now. And then they're stuck in this plane together and it smells terrible, you know. It's just like, hey, guys, can you tell the pilot to swing past Wagga Wagga? We're going to pick up some supplies, okay? These guys back here, they freaking reek, okay? And I was listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show one time when I was surveilling him, and he talked about this gourmet soap kitchen, and apparently this stuff works, okay? It's worth a shot. It'll only cost us about $4 million to paratroop us all in there. I'm telling you, the soap is freaking worth it. Get us there. Like, don't argue with me. You're not back here with the rest of the troops having your nostrils burned by omission. Okay, this is not sanitary back here, bro. Get us the frack to Wagga Wagga. Don't mess around, yo. But seriously, though. Go to the gourmet soap kitchen, okay? There's a banner on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com homepage and get some of this damn soap, ladies and gentlemen. It's so amazing, like amazingly good. And Angela's a really good lady as well. So check it out, gourmetsoapkitchen.com, I believe.